Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Al Weaver. He's a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Al, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about the race in Alabama. We have Roy Moore besting Luther Strange in that race. Luther Strange being backed by President Trump, and you have Bannon and Gorka backing Roy Moore. A lot of people saying this is a referendum on President Trump. Do you agree with that?
I'm not sure if it's a referendum on President Trump, but I do think that what the result shows is that Trumpism will kind of outlast President Trump no matter how far he goes in his presidency. I mean, you're seeing it with this. You're seeing it with Bob Corker, obviously announcing his retirement yesterday. You're seeing it with a lot of these primary challengers who look like they're probably going to crop up in the next year or so. Chris McDaniel signaling that he's going to run in Mississippi again against Roger Wicker. You have other members that are just as nervous. Obviously, Jeff Flake is probably the most tenuous. So you're really seeing that, especially with the midterm map, and that was really a strength for Republicans heading into this year. Democrats didn't think there was any chance that they could play into this map, and now they see a path to the majority. So, I think you're seeing that, you know, with the less populist anger. Yes. Is really coming to the forefront more than we even thought it would.
Al, when you say Trumpism will live beyond Trump, it appears. You mean what? That this is basically that people are tired of the establishment and they're going to look for vehicles to express that anger?
Precisely. I mean, you're seeing this with Roy Moore, especially last night. I mean, he goes out there and beats Luther Strange, who by no means, really, I don't think was necessarily part of the Washington establishment. He'd been there for 9 or 10 months. He'd been a pretty good soldier for the president, but he really couldn't get off the stench of the Robert Bentley situation in Alabama and with Mitch McConnell's money coming in. And that's another thing. I mean, we're really going to have to see what happens with Mitch McConnell and the Senate Leadership Fund in the next few months. They just poured $9 million into this race in Alabama, which really did not end up helping Luther Strange a whole lot. It's interesting to see how much they're going to be playing in some of these races where McConnell is deeply unpopular. I mean, you see, obviously, we mentioned Tennessee and some of these other states on the map, and Arizona in particular. I'm not sure how well McConnell plays in a lot of those races, and it's going to be something to watch for.
It's interesting to watch the president of the United States, especially in this Alabama race, because he comes into this, endorses Luther Strange, definitely surprised a lot of conservatives who thought that his natural inclination would be more to go towards Roy Moore, for instance.
Yep.
And then since then, overnight we have basically the president deleting a bunch of tweets suggesting he was supporting Strange in the first place, and is now going full bore for Roy Moore. How do you assess all of that?
Well, it's kind of him trying to rewrite history a little bit, it's a little bit humorous, but I mean, I think it goes to one thing. Roy Moore was more Trump than Luther Strange was, I think, necessarily. He's got the populist anger behind him. He had Steve Bannon. He had a lot of folks that supported the president. As the president acknowledged last week in his Friday speech, he said, you guys can go out and support him.
Right.
I don't care. But, it's I think Moore's a typical example, a prime example of this. So we're going to have to see what happens in the next few months. This Roy Moore thing, it's a signal of the shot across
yes.
the mouth of Washington establishment.
You mentioned Bob Corker has announced that he's going to be resigning. That means there's an opening now in Tennessee, leaving people on Twitter to wonder, what about this guy?
I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs.
Will Clay Travis be the next senator from Tennessee, Al Weaver?
I have no inside information on this. I cannot confirm or deny. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, good. I'm just checking with you. I figured if anyone knew the answer, Al Weaver would know. So
does that fit on a hat, though? Does that saying fit on a hat?
Make America great again. Yeah, I mean,
First Amendment and
I think it all fits. I think the character count is right.
do some emojis.
Yeah, exactly.
Weaver, let me jump over to this other issue, which is the president. He's set to announce a tax reform framework today. and give us some details. Are you aware of anything that we should expect in this plan?
I'm not sure exactly yet. I haven't been at the forefront of the details of the tax plan. But I will say, I mean, Republicans, they say, you know, the last couple of months, they kept talking about how health care is going to be a difficult one. And obviously, you know, we saw how difficult it would be. It took three strikes and they're out now on the Senate side. Tax reform is just going to be just as tough, especially in the House. I mean, they're talking about, you know, obviously repealing state and local taxes. Well, a lot of members up in, you know, New York, for example, are going to have a tough time voting for something like that. So, you know, the tax plan, it's going to be an issue to see, you know, where Republicans really lie. I mean, it's a tough issue it's an issue that they all get behind in general. You know, okay, we want tax cuts, we want it for the middle class, but you know what the devil is going to be within the details, and you know whether they actually pass a tax reform plan is really up in the air right now. I mean, Paul Ryan has been pushing this for months, but the Ryan plan, as it was months ago, is not nearly what it's going to be this time. There's not going to be a border adjustment tax, which he ditched a month or two ago. So, you know, it's going to be a jump ball right now, and I'm not sure how it's going to go.
The president seems to be framing this as, hey, if you don't vote for this, you're voting against tax cuts for your constituents, trying to kind of almost shame the Democrats into voting for it. Do you see any Democrats voting for a tax reform plan brought forth by the Republicans?
Well, again, it depends on what's in the details. I mean, right now, I mean, the framing of the middle class tax cut, which in essence would be a good thing for, you know, for most people, including some Democrats who could get on board with that. I'm starting to see a scenario where maybe Trump does get some Democrats on board, particularly those in districts where Trump won. But you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because I can see a bunch of Republicans end up defecting on this one way or another. I mean, I'm not really sure at this point.
Yeah.
It's going to be a difficult road for Republicans to get this done.
Alan, exit question for you here. As you're covering the Hill, what are you hearing about the chances of us ever seeing another health care bill vote?
Well, I mean, we're still a little bit fresh after yesterday.
Yes.
Pulled the vote. So it remains to be seen whether they do it for a fourth time. I mean, Lindsey Graham yesterday came out at the Senate press conference, Senate leadership press conference, and talked about how, you know, it's not a matter of, basically say it's a matter of when we get back to this again. And so this is going to be the Republican alternative to Obamacare and to single payer. I don't know how they get back to this if they end up tying this to tax reform. I think that's very unlikely in the second reconciliation package that they have available. I think that's highly unlikely. They couldn't get it done on one reconciliation, let alone getting votes on in the one.
Right.
And plus, John McCain still talks about regular orders, so that makes things difficult. I think it's going to be very tough, especially with 60 votes. I don't know how they do it. I think it's more likely, honestly, that they get up something done with the Alexander Murray situation, how they shore up the market, stabilize the markets. I think that's much far more likely because that'll get Democratic support and bipartisan support ultimately.
Incredible that we're here on that issue. When we want answers in politics, we leave it to Weaver. Thank you, Al. Really appreciate you stopping by. Mornings
thanks,
on the Mall. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. It is 8:15. That means it's time for
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.